This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 134 for Monday, November 6th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market moved higher on Monday, largely supported by the Chicago soy complex. Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed were higher. Crude oil also rose amidst ongoing tensions in the Middle East. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Friday's close. The Commitment of Traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission showed that as of October 31st, the fund's net short position for canola was expanded to 105,440 contracts, its largest in more than 5 years. The January canola contract was up $10.20 per ton at $702.50. In the U.S., corn was steady, wheat was slightly higher, and soybeans were up by double digits. More than 535,000 tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended November 2nd, down from 541,000 last week, but up from 254,000 1 year ago. The net short position for corn grew by more than 47,000 contracts to more than 147,000 as of October 31st, its largest net short position since last month. Trade guesses prior to Thursday's monthly world agricultural supply-demand estimates is showing U.S. corn production to grow by 25 million bushels on average. The trade also projects ending stocks to be nearly 30 million bushels looser at 2.141 billion. Cuts of 500,000 tons of Argentine corn production as well as 1.4 million tons for Brazilian corn due to weather were also estimated by the trade. The December corn contract was unchanged at $4.77 U.S. per bushel. 2.09 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the weekend at November 2nd, down from 2.61 million last year. The Commitment of Traders report said that the net long positions for soybeans grew by more than 17,000 contracts to around 23,100. For soy meal, the net long position expanded by 14,500 contracts to nearly 107,100, its largest in months. For soy oil, its net long position was reduced by more than half to nearly 5,200 contracts. The trade is expecting an average 2.3 million bushel cut in U.S. soybean production prior to Thursday's WASDE report, projected to be between 4.04 billion and 4.16 billion. Carryout would be 2.5 million bushels looser on average to between 190 million and 261 million. The USDA may raise Argentina's soybean crop by 200,000 tons to 48.2 million tons and cut Brazil's by 600,000 to 162.5 million. The January soybean contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.64. 71,600 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the weekend of November 2nd, down from 198,000 last week. The net short position for Chicago wheat grew by 1,100 contracts to more than 108,800 as of October 31st, while that for Kansas City hard red wheat added 4,000 contracts to be at 33,300. Minneapolis spring wheat also added 4,000 contracts to its net short position at 29,000 contracts. Pre-report estimates for U.S. wheat range from a 20 million bushel cut to a 26 million bushel rise in production, with wheat carryout unchanged at 670 million bushels. Global wheat stocks are expected to be 300,000 tons tighter at 257.9 million. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.76. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.46. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.28. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, November 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.